Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ. يا قرآن عليك سلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran on RIB English Radio, where we recite the Quran and we talk about the rules of tajweed in the verses that we recite. Here in this studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Thank you for joining us once again. In this episode, we're continuing Surah Al-Inshiqaq. In the previous episode, we recited until verse 3 of this surah. And we're going to start from verse 4, starting with Brother Mustafa.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وألقت ما فيها وتخلت
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ.
Okay, if you remember, I said that the ta has to have that clicking sound when it's ساكن especially. So instead of saying وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا, let's see, وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَأَلْقَتْ, we need that sound.
Should I say?
Yes.
وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ
وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ.
Okay. In verse 4, can you tell me which letters have the characteristic of isti'la and which ones have istifal?
Yes. In وَأَلْقَتْ we have on قَاف it's إِسْتِعْلَى.
Okay.
And in تَخَلَّتْ on خَا we have إِسْتِعْلَى too.
Okay.
And the others are إِسْتِفَال.
Exactly. Good job. So we only have 7 letters of إِسْتِعْلَى. The other 21 letters in the Arabic alphabet are istifal. So if you just mention the letters of isti'la, automatically the other letters are going to be istifal. Okay, when we recite a verse and we notice like 2, 3, or 4 letters of isti'la, the other ones are automatically istifal. Okay, so it's knowing the letters of isti'la is more important than knowing the letters of istifal. So if you memorize the letters of isti'la, you will know which letters are istifal. Because right. They're the other letters, the rest
right.
of the letters.
Right.
Do you know the letters of isti'la, Brother Mustafa?
Yeah, I think so. Should I
name me 4 letters?
Qaf. And Kha and Sad and Toy.
And Bad?
And Lord, yeah.
Could you tell me the rest, Brother Ahmed?
Ta and
he said Ta.
I said.
Did he?
Yeah.
Bad?
He said.
No, I didn't say.
Bad, you didn't
no,
say?
No, I didn't say.
You didn't? Okay, Bad.
Bad. One more?
Sad.
Sad. That's it.
Ghain.
Ghain. Ain.
That's it?
That's it.
You said the other 4. So right. You have 7.
Right, we have 7.
Okay. And for verse 5, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. Could you mention the letters of شِدَّة in this verse?
Yes.
It shouldn't be too difficult.
Yes. Ba. رَبِّهَا.
Okay, go in order. Start with the first phrases, the first words that you see.
وَأَذِنَتْ أَنْتَ.
Yeah, no, you missed one.
The
Hamza.
Oh.
Hamza has shidda as well.
Oh, yeah.
وَأَذِنَتْ. And then we have the ta.
Mm-hmm. And biba, we have
ba.
We have qaf. And qaf. Again ta.
And ta, exactly. And the other ones are either, rakhawa or tawassut. We have many letters of rakhawa. Again, to memorize the letters of rakhawa, you should only memorize the letters of tawassut and shidda. Shidda, you can memorize it by the sentence, أجد قطم بكت. أجد قطم بكت. It means I saw a cat who was crying. That's what it means. Or someone whose name was قطة. Okay? So we have همزة, جيم, دال, قاف, طاء, باء, كاف, and تاء. And for توسط, لين عمر. لين عمر. لام, نون, عين, ميم, and را. What does it mean? It means be soft, Omar, O Omar.
Right.
Treat people with compassion. Omar, that's what it means. And the others are Rakhawa.
Cool.
And has cast out that within it and relinquished it. And has listened to its Lord and was obligated to do so.
نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Okay, Brother Ahmed, now it's your turn. Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih.
Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqih.
Okay. We have several rules of Nun Sakina in this verse. The first one is?
The tashdeed at Nun, innaka.
No, rule of Nun Sakin.
Nun Sakin, right.
How many rules of Nun Sakin do we have?
Three.
We have four.
Four. Idgham.
Idgham.
Idhar. Ikhfa.
Ikhfa.
And...
Iqlab.
Iqlab.
Iqlab, which is a ba after Nun Sakin.
All right.
So, the word al-insan has ikhfa, right?
Yes.
And what's the next rule of Nun Sakina?
Kadham fa mulaqi. We have ikhfa here.
No, you missed one.
Missed one. In kadihun ila rabbik. Idhar. We have idhar.
Yes, we have idhar.
And then we have ikhfa.
Remember I told you whenever a tanween should be pronounced with ilhar in the Uthman Taha script, we'll see a tanween al-dham. This is for tanween al-dham.
Right.
When tanween al-dham, when one of the dhammas is written normally and the other one is written upside down next to it, it means it's ilhar.
Right.
But if both of the dhammas are written in the same way and next to each other, it means it's either ikhfa or idgham.
Right.
Or, well, if it's iqlab, it'll have a small meem.
Yeah, I've seen
after
that.
After the first, you know,
yeah,
the kasra or dhamma or fatha of the tanween. Okay. And the final rule of Nun Sakina?
Kadhan fa mulaqi.
Kadhan fa mulaqi.
Ikhfa. Ikhfa of Nun Sakina.
Exactly. So, in order to know the rules of Nun Sakina, to know where we have a rule of Nun Sakina, you can just look at the tanweens. Automatically, when there is a tanween, there has to be a rule of Nun Sakina. For the other ones that are not tanween, you just have to look for the Nun Sakinas.
Right.
The ones without sukun. Mm-hmm. Remember? Okay.
Ya ayyuhal insanu in إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقيه.
O mankind, indeed you are laboring toward your Lord with great exertion and will meet it.
Okay, brother Mustafa, let's recite a few more verses.
Yes.
فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ
فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَى أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا.
Okay, very good. We have a number of ishba of ha'ad-lamir in these verses that we recited. Could you name a few of them?
Yes. كِتَابَهُ.
That's one.
And بِيَمِينِه.
بِيَمِينِه. If we continue, if we do wasl.
Yes.
Yes. Otherwise, if we stop, it's not going to have...
Yes.
Ishba. And there's one more, I think.
Yes, and yeah. Ahlihi.
Ahlihi. And there is one ikhfa of Nun Sakin and the word yanqalib.
Yes.
You can either incline the tongue to the place of articulation of qaf, or you can place the tongue, which is a lot easier if you place
yes.
it. Of course, this is what most reciters do. The rule is still approximation of the place of articulation of the letter of ikhfa. But for qaf and kaf, they've said it's an exception. Because most reciters do it like that.
Then as for he who is given his record in his right hand, he will be judged with an easy account.
وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا
and return to his people in happiness.
Okay, thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن